This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour now. This is the DJV Experience. Doug with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. The focus on the storms and what it's doing to life. The tsunami because of the earthquake after the hurricane. And so people are asking, people are playing, playing on fear. Some people who have a pulpit, a bully pulpit, or a pulpit in churches, or some religious way, calling on the parishioners to pray to God to save the planet because we obviously are heading down the road to doomsday. Is that really what's going on? Have you heard that from your minister, your priest, your rabbi, from your imam? Have you heard? And by the way, 10 years ago, I never would have asked about imams, but I
think that's very progressive of you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Well, but I think that's a factor.
Yeah.
If you have a religious point of view to your life, and you have someone that you look up to that is in the parish that you're in, whether it's a minister or the priest or the rabbi or the imam, well, so you're going to have some kind of connection to his or her leadership quotient. And a lot of people are using this. Well, I was going to say this event, but these events that have been going on here last month or so especially as a way to leverage themselves into more control over their prisoners. Look what's happening. You need to follow the way, the truth, the light. And is that how some of you are thinking? I mean, really, I'm not turned off, but my concern about what's going on the planet has been heightened somewhat. How can it not be? Again, look at the power behind these hurricanes, larger, more powerful than what we, most of us, can remember. I'm thinking about the tsunami that happened in Asia. What was it? After that, it was in Taiwan, wasn't it? Where was that big tsunami that wiped out... Thailand. And, you know, what happened after that came, and people thought at that time, oh, my God, what is this sign? So do we have, there's a huge earthquake in Mexico, and the tsunami coming after it, this stuff is going on and on. So what do we take away from this? If you have a...
The world is ending, clearly.
Yeah, watch out for the locusts.
But, right. you'll find a lot of people in churches and in religious circumstances who are talking about this. And so do we give them any credence? What happens? What is going on? How do you take away, if you have any, all of you have a spiritual bent. I have a strong spiritual bent. And spirit can be tied to any number of things. It can be tied to religion, how you live your life on a day-to-day basis, whatever it is. But what message is there here, if any? Is it superficial doesn't sound right, but is it the surface global warming thing, or does it go deeper than that? And what has happened in any house of worship that any of you have gone to? You're a Quaker, Victoria, so you just go and nobody talks when you go to your ceremony. So
they're busy eating oatmeal.
Yeah, right, yeah. So.
How is Pastor Brimley? Is he okay?
So, Jennifer, I always come to you because I don't know. Kara, I don't know much about your religious professions, whether you have any regular connection or affiliation with the church.
I don't have much of one, which is probably why you don't know much about it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right, neither does she.
Yeah, right. So, well, maybe the question is a rhetorical one. Will this be used? And what we'll do is we'll get some input. People will use social media to come back to us whether it's at DJV Show on Twitter or to any of us at Jennifer Horn at On Air, Victoria at Kara Schillen, at Doug Steffen with a thought about this, or maybe on our Facebook page / DJV Show. It's something to think about. Anyway, what's the answer? I don't know. Is the question going to be asked? Yes. And so it's
I saw a thing on, I guess it was Sunday morning, one of those morning shows that I never watch because I'm usually not awake that early in the morning on a weekend. Yeah. But they were talking about, you know, there was a guy doing sort of an opinion piece talking about all the you know, Hurricane Harvey and everything that's going on. And Irma had, you know, was brewing at the time. And he said something that I thought was really profound and really interesting. He said, you know, at the end of the day, when Mother Nature is at its worst, humanity is at its best. And so if you think about, there's a lot of really terrible things happening around the world, and a lot of discourse and unhappy people and violence and everything, and you know, maybe there is a greater reason for all of this, all of the natural disasters that Mother Nature is sending
our way. Thank you. This is where I was going with it, but you led me there. Thank you. All of the upset caused by the political realities of countries not being able to get along. The North Korean thing, and is there a personification to that? Can countries, because they are made up of people, can the leadership see a way to get along in circumstances that are horrendous? Look at how, after World War II, the world pretty much came together and tried to fix for 10, 12 years what had gone on, or, you know, help the Germans and help the Japanese. And, you know, there was a whole different attitude once the war was over, because people realized that it wasn't really the people, it was the leadership that was fakaka. And is that the same case now? Most people who you talk to in any place all want to live their lives. I've been very fortunate to travel to dozens of countries around the world, and one observation I carry away from me whenever I'm able to talk to people, whether it's directly or through a translator, is that people want to be left alone. They want to have roof over their head. They want to protect their families. They want to have a couple of square meals a day. And that's pretty much it. You know, that's the universal leave me alone. I want to live my own life the way I want to live my life. There are variations on that, but I'm talking about the masses, the people who stand in line at Mother Teresa's food emporium in Addis Ababa. And that kind of, these people are so simple, and their lives are so simple, and they want to be left alone. And this, yeah, I think that's a more of a universal, the peace that you get from going to some of the places. I've been talking about Meredith being down in Peru this week, and the stories that she's telling me when she talks to me at the end of the day about what's going on there, the fabulous connection you have to stuff that isn't really a part of our everyday life. And then you ask yourself, well, why isn't it? And perhaps one of the answers is because if it happened every day, it wouldn't be so special. Maybe in that way, if you look at what's going on around us, if all these things happened every day, we wouldn't pay attention to them. There is this kind of catastrophe and calamity happening so that we will take notice of whatever it is that is in the universal plan. That's the way I look at it anyway. So I don't know if that's too philosophical or not, but
I don't think you ever told us that Meredith made it up Machu Picchu.
She did. She was she's very thankful for her strength. She made it up, and she had a fabulous experience. Long, long, long day. It's a long walk, a long hike, a long trek, and the way I think she may have been one of the only. I think she may have been the only one that made it, actually, other than the tour leader. She's a tough...
What happened to everyone else? Did they die on the way
up? No, they just stop at a certain level. Remember, the air is very thin. You're in the Andes Mountains, and it's like, okay, take yourself to Denver or any other high spot, and the higher you go, the harder it is to breathe until you get used to the lack of oxygen or the oxygen quotient. and you got to train yourself. She's been training for this for weeks and weeks, 3-4 mile a day walks and runs.
See, that's really smart of her to do, because I know people who have tried to walk the Appalachian Trail who barely trained for it or didn't train wearing the backpacks that they were going to take, or people who don't train enough going up Everest are crazy.
Well, she's very much an athlete. She's very strong. But as a horse person, in order to be able to control, I mean, think about the size of a 1,500-pound horse and what it takes. And she is on a horse every day of her life and spends hours training and stuff that way, and that helps your physical strength and stuff. Those people that ride those horses and do it as athletes, whether they're jockeys, the small people. If you ever look at the people, the men and women who are jockeys, they're wiry and nothing. They're just short, little. They're nothing but muscle, and they have to be in order to be able to kind of control what's going on those animals. But the point that I was making is that there are these experiences that you can have, and if you had them every day, maybe it would be better for the world. Would you take them and think that it was special if they happened every day, or do we have to experience these things to kind of wake ourselves up? It's a wake-up call. Yes, no?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it is. All right, I was looking at a report. Somebody gave me a report of an employer of folks who know that I talk about how to get better employees, how to get good employees using the tools that come from ZipRecruiter.com. And I'm sure there are people who run businesses who check their employees out, the ones who are good, thumbs up, the ones who are underperforming, let's talk to them, let's see if we can get them to fit. And if they don't and it doesn't work out, then you have to let them go and you have to hire somebody new. And so there are all kinds of tricks. Do you interview them? How many times do you interview them? Do you find out where they came from? All these sorts of things that you handle on a one-to-one. Well, that sort of recruitment done by ZipRecruiter, those sorts of questions are answered using their special dashboard. If you're hiring and you don't know how to do it the right way, I suggest you let ZipRecruiter do it. And I say that because a lot of people hire folks and they just keep making the same mistakes over and over again. It's kind of like dating. You date a different person, but it's the same person over and over again. Or you marry them, or however they are in your life, you hire the wrong people, they aren't going to be able to do the job. So use ZipRecruiter to find the right people. In fact, 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in 24 hours for you to consider and to hire. That's really fast. That's action. That's result. And so you can use this for your own business, no matter how big or small it is, by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use ZipRecruiter free. Yep. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Get all the tenants used by thousands of businesses. Find out why they are going to ZipRecruiter yourself. You can do it without cost. You'll get the results you want. Qualified job candidates that you can train and keep. That's what you want. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free first time around.
Heads up. We're going back in time to 1977. Bell bottoms, disco, CB radios, streakers, and Ford F-Series starts its epic run as the best-selling trucks in America. Fast forward to 2017, and F-Series is still king for 40 straight years. How do you own first place for that long? The answer is not some mystery wrapped inside an enigma. It isn't some philosophy revealed only by an all-knowing dude with a big beard and a crazy robe sitting on top of some mountain in the Himalayas. No. Because here's the deal, my two-belted friends. The answer is rock-solid durability, up to the nanosecond technology and jaw-dropping capability. The trinity of tough. That's why F-Series trucks are the trucks more people count on to do the job than any other brand. And that's why the competition hasn't been number one since 8-Tracks. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Hunt. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Sounds like a grunge band, but it's not. It's the Dead. Or what's left of the Dead, or what sounds like the Dead. This is the kind of stuff I enjoy listening. I can listen to this for a long time.
Still got the moon and stars above.
This is great stuff.
Underneath the feather cap, love is all that matters. Won't you stay with me?
Won't you stay with me?
Don't you ever leave?
Don't you ever leave?
Lay down, Sally.
Oh, boy.
This is great. I was not a big Dead fan, but I loved stuff like this. So now the Jerry Garcia world may show up on Broadway. It's from the same theater company behind the hit musical Million Dollar Quartet about Elvis Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis and Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins together. The time they spent recording, which is a great show. Now there's this new musical set to the music of Garcia and the Dead. Red Roses, Green Gold, opening at the Minetta Lane Theater in New York this fall. Previews actually begin next month. The musical is set in the 1920s in Maryland. Tells the fantastical story of Jackson Jones and his family of swindlers as they gamble their way to love and riches. Collaborations, Jerry Garcia's collaborations with Robert Hunter, who wrote the words, will comprise the bulk of the show's music. It will also feature contributions from Phil Lesh, Bob Weir, and Mickey Hart of the Dead. Tickets for Red Roses Green Gold go on sale the 25th of this month, with prices ranging from $58 to $88. Premium tickets, $1.25. Free sale for American Express cardholders runs from Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, through the 20th. So
I think this sounds like a fun show.
I do, too. Yeah.
There are very few Broadway musicals that appeal to me, but this sounds like this would be fun.
Exactly.
I love when they mix a story with music of a different era.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like Hamilton sort of is the most famous
example. Is Jackson Jones a real story, or is this
I think it's fictional.
Because that sounds cool, because as someone from Maryland, I feel like going through 1920s Maryland would be pretty cool to see. I would totally watch this.
Yeah. There was another one I was thinking. What was the other thing I thought I... that we would go to this fall, and that slipped my mind.
Springsteen on Broadway?
Nah, you're not going to get tickets to that. No, there's something else that came up, though, I wanted to go see. All right, anyway. Speaking of things that I want to go see, and I haven't seen it yet, Brian Wilson, still on tour, and in connection to his resurgence, shall we say, there's a previously unreleased song that Wilson wrote in the 90s that will appear on Playback, the Brian Wilson Anthology, which is a compilation coming out focusing on his solo work. It's called Some Sweet Day. I think we have some of it playing in the background. Oh, let's listen to this for a second. The 60s there. Yeah, there it is.
Isn't this a little bit of a ripoff of One Fine Day?
Listen, let me just do it a little bit more. Can't crank it up, Carrie.
The chorus part.
Let's try it.
It's
Wilson. That's more. It's Wilson. Andy Paley and Wilson have worked together on a lot of different things back to the 80s. He also contributed to Imagination and Getting in Over My Head. This was a song that was written in the early 90s for a movie. The idea was that it would be sung by a female in the style of the Chiffons. Now that I can hear. That's what I was trying to. I was reaching for what I was hearing. That's what I can hear there. If anything, it's a ripoff of that, Victoria. Yeah. All right. So look for Brian Wilson, new song from the new anthology, 28 after the hour.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It is 34 after the hour. Podcasts of the DJV experience available on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. If you want to get a little insight of some of the bits and pieces that are a part of, you know, kind of a combination of things, all kinds of podcasts now that are connected to us, and it's kind of cool. There's a segment that I do called Your Hidden Power that's now available as well. For example, this week we talked about how much horses like music. And the composers that they prefer. It's pretty interesting to learn how horses can make your singing voice stronger. So if you want to hear how that works, or hear from Uri Geller, the Mystifier, or our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, then all of that is part of the podcast. It's blogtalkradio.com/yourhiddenpower. A lot of metaphysical things. And that's sort of what brings me. I'm very interested in that in an unsophisticated way. We've been talking about all the things that are going on in the world. One of the things, and by the way, as an aside, I want to thank people who don't have to do this, but they feel moved to do it. You know how it is. I was looking at some back and forth Facebook communication between you and a listener yesterday, Victoria. And I just get a kick out of people and how they see and feel. And it is. It's all part of how people react. But you are people say you're measured by your words. I think you're measured by your actions more than your words. Sometimes people hide behind words, and that's why social media can be great or it can be dangerous. But people who want to take shots, I feel like I need, like I need in the present tense. I used to think I needed to stick up for all of you, and now I don't feel like I have to because you can stick up for yourselves pretty well. Sometimes I want you to stick up for me.
Please.
We
please
do.
For crying out loud.
Yeah, no, I know you do. Yeah, yeah. So anyway.
Even though we get accused of not doing that, we do. We are very protective of you.
The thing that I like is that people take the time to say, for example, this lady said how dependable we were. She applies a portion of her day every day to us listening to the conversation, and she finds us dependable. And she goes back to way before I had anybody. You've been dependable for a long time, and that's what I like about you. And so, you know, you can't, how do you coin, you can't mint listeners like that. People who have been listening to me for years and years and years and have grown up. We've all kind of grown up together. You, the three of you are growing up with me together on the air. And it doesn't make any difference how old you are. You continue, unless you're dead, to grow. And there are people who are breathing and occupying space on the planet who are dead. Just like, hello, stuck wherever they are. And that may be part of what's going on here. We need to get into a new place in terms of how we live our lives. And that may be part of what the upheaval is. That sounds spiritual or philosophical, but I think that there's a lot of that. We need to change the way we think and the way we act and what we do with our lives, I think. And that's what a lot of the stuff is, just wake up. The important story, this is something that may be more earth-shaking than anything else that has happened this week. Scientists have found the first new chocolate in 80 years, and damned if it isn't pink. How can chocolate be pink? Chocolate is chocolate. What? This is an outrage. Scientists, particularly the chocolate scientists at Barry, is it Calabar? Is that how I pronounce it? The Swiss make the best chocolate. Not N-E-S-T-L-E-S, but the Swiss.
Wait, how do I become a chocolate scientist? Does anyone know that, by the way?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Right.
Years of practice, Kara.
Is that one on ZipRecruiter?
I don't know, but I have been practicing for years. I've eaten a lot of chocolate
Me
in my
too.
Life.
Yeah. So this is rosy pink-colored chocolate from the Ruby Cocoa Bean. And it was launched at a special event in Shanghai recently. Chocolate looks different, has a different fruitier taste. I just think of chocolate, and I love raspberry inside of chocolate. That's to me, that's heaven. That and some kind of caramel inside chocolate. So how do we rate, how do we get a hold of this stuff? Where is it available? Anybody know?
I don't know. I mean, this has been buzzing all around the internet because the pictures of it, it's not a food dye. It's just the natural color of this chocolate is pink.
Well, it depends on what's in the ground. Something must be in the ground that gets the bean to be that color. Ecuador, Brazil, Ivory Coast, that's where they're growing these beans.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because you can't add things. I mean, I guess you can to chocolate to make it.
Yeah, it's not a genetically modified cocoa bean. I mean, this is a like naturally occurring in nature kind of a thing. So,
like, does white chocolate
cool.
come from a white cocoa bean?
No, white chocolate isn't even chocolate.
Not chocolate.
Yeah. It's and you probably love it because it's sugar.
Well, I eat white and black chocolate, dark chocolate together. Just
How's that black chocolate treating you? Right. Is that pretty good?
Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer. All right, so who wants to try this? Who's ready for this?
I totally do.
Where do we get
it?
Where can we get it?
We've got to find out where if this is hitting the market yet. Yeah. I mean, it seriously has so much online buzz right now, it's crazy. They're calling it millennial pink chocolate. And
of course, everything's about the millennials.
Millennial pink.
Everything.
As it should be.
All about
millennials.
The millennials
have their own shade of
blah,
pink.
Blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. Unga bunga. All right, so let's see if we can find some of it. And we'll sample it and we'll do a review. How's that? We'll have a food review and food news.
That's good homework. I like it.
Pink chocolate. N-E-S-T-L-E-S doesn't spell the very best. Chocolate. It's kind of like the ad I do for American Airlines used to be, we're American Airlines, something special in the air. And, of course, I changed it. We're American Airlines, nothing special in the air. I'm back. I'll be back.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's like a lullaby.
All right, sports time. Let's check a couple of sports stories out here. Ezekiel Elliott. I must admit to not knowing much about Ezekiel, except he plays for the Cowboys, and apparently he got a 6-game suspension for beating up his wife, or what? What did he do? Domestic violence.
Yeah, he's been accused of domestic violence. A woman that he was dating, or whatever you want to call it. The NFL did their own investigation. They banned him from 6 games. However, he will be playing in Sunday's game. And because they missed the deadline or whatever with this arbitrator who held up the league's suspension. So he's been suing the league. He's got this ongoing case. He says that he was wrongfully accused and that the person accusing him of doing this was not credible. So
right. In other words, she beat him up and he was embarrassed. Football player.
Who knows?
Wouldn't that be wonderful if that happened? I mean, it's not, none of this stuff is good, but wouldn't it be nice someday if you read a story about some football player, some jerk who's beating up a woman and she turns around and
whacked him back?
Well, not only that, but just knocked the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Like some in some movie. Anyway. All right, next up, because this is a California story, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, although a lot of people have been talking about Jake Olson almost like for the last 2, 3, 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a part. This is the blind football player who is what they call a snapper, right?
Yep.
He takes the ball and throws it for the extra point. Isn't that what the deal is?
No, he's the long snapper.
What
snaps it.
Back.
Yeah, snaps it back. Yeah.
Quarterback. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So he's getting some attention.
Save me
his blind.
Number.
Yeah, no problem. Jake Olson's first snap during a game was met with roars from the crowd and a celebration from his teammates. The Trojans beat Western Michigan in a 49-31 win on Saturday. That was the start of the college football season. But the highlight of the game was when the walk-on long snapper, who's been blind since he was 12, had a perfect snap to help USC get its final extra point. Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll was among those at the game, and he was excited to see Jake Olson hit the field. In fact, he was so excited he was moved to tears. He's known, the two of them, Jake Olson and Pete Carroll, have known each other since Jake was 12 years old when he first lost his right eye.
Mm.
He lost his left at 10 months old because of a rare cancer of the retina. Jake visited the Trojans in 2009 prior to his eye surgery when Pete Carroll was still the coach, and the two have maintained their friendship over the years. So kind of a cool thing for Pete Carroll to be in the crowd there to witness that.
Yeah, nice. Very nice. All right, so that's an update as to a couple of sports stories that will be part of the Yak as we move forward. 44 after the hour, the DJV show. Here's something that's part of our daily Yak. And for those of you who haven't taken advantage of this free offer, now's the time to do it. But what? Free? Something? Doug's got something free? Well, I actually have the announcement about what Balance of Nature has free. Balance of Nature, the nutrient company that provides 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables per day. And each capsule, you take one of these capsules, you get about, it's like getting any other supplement. You order them online at balanceofnature.com, and you'll get a free month supply. One bottle is good for a month. And so they're going to give you your first month free using the code DJV when you order it online at balanceofnature.com. Come on. No matter what's going on, don't you want to just test it? If it's free, what do you have to lose? Nothing. Zero. And by the way, this is very helpful. This is my philosophy about health, getting fruits and vegetables. And a lot of people just don't want to do it. So this is the easy way around not wanting to have to cook or prepare all of these nutrients together. Let's get them in a capsule. And they've got, scientifically, they got it down. So if you go to the website, balanceofnature.com, you'll see hundreds of testimonies from people who've gotten on this stuff, and they talk about how much differently they feel after getting onto the program. And that's what you want. Balance of Nature adds life, fruits, vegetables. Add them to your diet every day with the whole food supplementation that comes from their natural health product. Balanceofnature.com. Make sure to let them know that you heard about it by using the promo code DJV for a free month supply. Free month supply of these capsules with all these vegetables and fruits in them. You don't taste anything. It just goes right down. It would be, it's nicer if you taste it, but you know what? You're not going to have 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits a day. So get it free using the code DJV at balanceofnature.com.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. Like all appliances, if you show some love to your washer and dryer, they'll love you back with long-lasting efficiency and performance. First, always follow the use and care guides to keep your machines humming. It's important to inspect washer hoses monthly for cracks and keep your door seals clean. For dryers, you want to wipe down the insides, clean the lint filters daily, and clean the exhaust ducts as needed. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Are your kids addicted to screens? Which screens can be the best learning tools?
The Samsung Notebook 9 Pro's touchscreen rotates completely. It even comes with an S Pen to take handwritten notes.
And for younger kids.
The new Amazon Fire HD8 Kids Edition tablet lets parents see how their kids are using it and manage time.
Here's a lifesaver for math madness.
The Casio CG500 is a graphing calculator that makes math easy.
Better remember all those passwords.
I really like Dashlane because it keeps track of and secures all my passwords.
Dentists say 7 out of 10 children need their teeth straightened, but how without damaging self-esteem?
I like Invisalign's clear aligners because treatment time is now up to 50% faster with the introduction of one-week aligner wear. It's also more comfortable than wires and brackets and able to treat almost anything braces can.
More kids are smoking marijuana than cigarettes. How to keep them safe?
I suggest using First Check home drug tests, which provide results in 5 minutes with over 99% accuracy, and you can find the tests at your local pharmacy.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
48 after the hour. Okay, so I forgot one massive occurrence. We have hurricanes galore. We've got tsunamis galore. We've got earthquakes galore. But we haven't yet talked about the solar flare, the biggest one in years. NASA.
What does that mean? Are we going to see, like, lights in the sky? What's going to happen?
It could be that you'll see the aurora, well, solar flares. But also, you could lose this program and other satellite-delivered programs. You may lose Sirius. You can lose television. You can lose
GPS.
All kinds of things. Yep. This is a huge geomagnetic storm. This is going to affect things over the next 3-4 days. The sun and the... If you remember a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about seeing the visual of the sun burning and a little piece of the Earth, well, not the little piece, but the image of the Earth and its size in comparison to the sun moving in real time across in front of the sun, one of the most descriptive pieces of video I've ever seen. And just imagine these flares 93 million miles away, and the X-rays that come from this thing will be very damaging to your skin as well. So if you're out over the next 3, 4, 5 days in the sun, you better have some protection because this stuff is dangeroso. 10 for the hour here at DJV time.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge. charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Cars are the focus here. Our weekly visit from Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com is his website. He is our auto expert. And I want to talk about driving when conditions are not great. And because we're not in the wintertime, you can say, well, what do you mean? Well, the leaves will begin to fall on the highways. There also are circumstances that present themselves where the highways may have been dry for a long time, and then there's rain on them, and the oil has come to the surface that's very slick. And then, of course, there's a circumstance where there are all these fires and the ash is all over the roadway. How to drive defensively. Nick Miles in a moment here.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals, come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How can we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years. Unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
All right, so Nick Miles here from our autoexpert.com. Couple of things come to mind, Nick, as I alluded to what happens on the roads that are covered with leaves or roads that get slick after they've been dry for a long time and then get rained on, and then the ash that's all over the roadway in California and Oregon and Montana. So what do we need to in terms of driving? Because taking care of the car under those circumstances requires different input. I'll ask you about that in a minute, but first, driving.
Yeah, so Doug, the one problem is as the road surface changes, as human beings, we don't often respond to that quickly enough. So that's that first rain as you start to head into the end of summer, the beginning of fall, that brings all that oil to the surface, and that makes the surface a lot slicker. So it changes things like when you accelerate from being stationary, the wheels don't always grip quite as fast, and then cornering, that's the big one, and then stopping again. So starting going, cornering, and stopping. Often stopping is the one where we hear about it most, where people slam on the brakes, and because of that little bit of oil, they slide into the car in front of them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, motorcycles have a huge trouble when the rains come, and so we always have to give them a wide berth. So it's really just paying attention and learning how the road changes. A little bit moist, it got some wet leaves on that road. Again, your traction isn't going to be as good, and you need to give a little bit of extra stopping distance. Not punch it quite so hard when you're leaving the local neighborhood. And at the same time, be careful on those corners, because it's the corners where you lose them. All of that momentum and G-forces to the edge of the car as you go around a corner. Go a little fast and the car will slide out in the corner. Just paying attention as our roads change throughout the seasons.
Yeah, it's not like you were on a racetrack, boys and girls. You've got to be careful about that. Now, the impact of ash and other things that are hazards for the surface, for the finish of your car. I was just talking during the break about what happened to one of my cars. I used to work at a radio station when I was a kid that was across the street from the incinerator, and all the ash that came out of the snout would affect the car. As a matter of fact, it ruined. I had a 69 Grand Prix, first new car I ever bought, finished gonzo on that. So what happens? Why does that ash do that to the surface?
Well, you've got little pieces of basically wood that get put up into the air, and they come down on your car, and then you wipe your car, you brush down the car, and what it does is it scratches your paintwork, or you put on your windshield wipers. Most people don't think about this. If you're going to be one of those states that's got ash coming down, lift up your windshield wipers when you leave your car, because a lot of times people put their windshield wipers on, and now they have a smeary, nasty, thick mess on their windshield. So that's a bit of a safety hazard. But the one thing a lot of people miss is the fact that your air filters need changing in your car. So if you're going to drive every around 150 miles, take out that air filter and see how much ash is in it. It's you can find a mechanic friend to do that if you don't know how. Take it out, bang it on the kitchen sink, and see if a whole bunch of dust is coming out. You might want to grab a couple extra ones, Doug, and keep them in the garage to make sure all that soot and ash isn't going into your engine.
Interesting. I've been changing air filters on my trucks this week because they are just filthy. I don't know what's going on in the air, but that's a very good thing most people don't think about. Good reminder. From Nick Miles, who is our auto expert, check out his website, ourautoexpert.com. 59 past.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.